It started to come across to the UK a couple of years ago, but I think this is the year it's really taken off. And shoppers have started to understand it. There's a lot of excitement building, because what we're seeing is it's moved on from that original technology-linked bargains. It's going right the way across lots of products, fashion, in body care products. You're going to see discount up to 50%, I think.
Do you think it's almost bigger now than the Boxing Day sales?
I think this is the year it's going to go very close to it. We're looking at what we think the number of visitors may be to West Quay. Last year it was 67,000. I think we're going to go well over 80,000 this year. The big question is, will it get near the magic 100 that we would expect to see when you look at the Boxing Day and first day of clearance sales later in the year?
It's big bucks for businesses, isn't it?
It is, but it's big bargains for the shoppers as well, because what we're finding already, although lots of them are being very, very cagey and keeping close to their chest exactly what those discounts are going to be, we know there's over 40 retailers in West Quay already telling us they will have big discount, and that's what's going to drive the footfall.
And people are thinking, oh, it might be 20-25%, but no, these can drop by like 60%, can't they? These are huge discounts, bigger than sometimes you do see on Boxing Day.
That's right. I mean, you can see we're stood here now against a poster that says 30% discounts. There'll be some more than that, I'm quite sure. We've certainly been given some information that there'll be 40-50% savings to be had in West Quay.
Okay, so obviously there are big savings. So what do you think businesses get out of it? Is this now a push to get more footfall because they've seen a drop in sales maybe in the summer?
I think what it is, it's the start of Christmas shopping proper, and it's become that signal that it really is time to get out and start buying your presents. So it's extending the period to it, I think, is the influence it's having. We've extended our trading hours tomorrow. We're going to be open from 9 o'clock in the morning till 9 o'clock at night, which we wouldn't usually do until we get into December. So I think that's the impact it's having. And some shops will be open before that. John Lewis, White Stuff, Marks and Spencers are all opening at 8 o'clock.
How important is this time of year for businesses here at West Quay and the rest of Southampton?
Well, for retailers, December is absolutely critical to the profitability of their business across the whole of the year. And so it is the next month that will, for some, make or break whether it's a good year or a fantastic year for them.
Independent retailers, because there's the odd few out on, obviously, on the road out there. What do they make of big sales like this? Because obviously the likes of Next, H&M, John Lewis can afford to drop them down, but maybe some smaller businesses can't. How does it impact them?
Yeah, I think they don't have those same national deals, obviously, or the opportunity for the same sort of publicity as the multiple chains do. But what it does do for them is it brings shoppers to the city. So it's putting people in front of their shop windows. So for them equally, there is an opportunity to get some sales out of Black Friday.